بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم عليه الذكر من بيننا بل هم في شك من ذكري بل لما يذوقوا عذاب أم عندهم خزائن رحمة ربك العزيز الوهاب أم لهم ملك السماوات والأرض وما بينهما فليرتقوا في الأسباب جند ما هنالك مهزوم من الأحزاب Sadaqallahul Adhim. The ayats that we discussed from the beginning of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described some of the issues that the kuffar of Makkah, the Quraysh of Makkah had with regards to the nubuwat of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Amongst them, one of the salient features which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses in other parts of the Quran is how is it possible that a Nabi who is like us, from amongst us, comes to us. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala should have sent down an angel, and that angel could have come, and he could have given this message of Allah, and this kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second aspect that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses here, is أُنزِلَ عَلَيْهِ الذِّكْرُ مِنْ بَيْنِنَا. What or is the advice that has been sent down between all of us? Is this the dhikr? Is this the Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to us? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds, and Allah says, Bal hum fi shakkim min dhikri. Certainly, the truth and the reality is this, that this is the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they have the doubt, they have a doubt insofar as the advice and the wahi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned. Falamma yaduqu adab. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they have not yet tasted the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now in this ayat, they had made another objection in reality with regards to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that why is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had chosen Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to be the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sends down this wahi via Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In response to this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَمْ عِنْدَهُمْ خَزَائِنُ رَحْمَةِ رَبِّكَ الْعَزِيزِ الْوَهَابِ. That do they have the khazana, the treasures of the mercy of your Rabb, who is most high, and al-Wahhab, who is all-giving. In other words, is this in their hands, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that distributes mercy? All mercy comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And is this mercy really in their hands, that they can dictate who should become a Nabi? How should this revelation come upon that person, that Nabi? How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should choose, that selection process that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has? Do they have any hand in all this? And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked them this question. And Allah Rabbul Izzat uses these two qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is Al-Aziz and the other is Al-Wahhab. That Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is so mighty that there is absolutely no one that has a choice in the affairs and in the matters of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is Al-Wahhab. Allah gives as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so wants to give. There is no one that can question anyone that how much you gave and why you gave. Nobody can question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as to who you gave this nubuwat, how much of revelation you are going to send down to anyone. And as a matter of fact, there is no one that can question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why was a particular person chosen to be a mu'min and a believer? Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give hidayah to anyone? There is absolutely no one that can question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to all this. So when that is the case, that this khazana, the treasure of Allah's rahmah, is not in their hands, then the second possibility may have existed. أَمْ لَهُمْ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا. Or is the sovereignty, the kingdom of the skies and the earth, and whatever lies between them, is it in their hands? Do they own anything of this? Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked them this question, that you want to decide these affairs and these matters of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so is all this in your hands? Obviously it is not in their hands, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes very compulsive. Allah becomes very, very authoritative, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throws out a challenge to them, فَلْيَرْتَقُوا فِي الْأَسْبَابِ. Now, if they had owned all this, then obviously you are able to go to the land that you own, you are able to go to the property that you own. If you're the king of some country, then you should be able to go anywhere in that country and do whatever you want to. So now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throws a challenge to them, that let them ascend, let them climb up a rope and come to the skies. If the skies belong to them, if the earth belongs to them, whatever is there, then let them come up to the earth, let them come up to the skies, and from here they can decide whatever they want to do. But obviously, man does not even have the ability to climb up, not even halfway between this earth and the sky. How is man going to reach the sky? So in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows how useless we are, how feeble and how weak we are. Then how is it that we want to decide matters that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides? It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that chose the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that chose from amongst the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam who will get scriptures, who will get kitabs. Only four Nabis out of them were chosen for the kitabs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and amongst them for the last and final message of Allah, this Quran Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose Khatam al-Nabiyyin, Hazrat Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nobody had the option of choosing, nobody had a hand in selecting, and nobody can object to the choice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wards off the discussion, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts a stop to it. Then Allah says, Jundum ma hunalika mahzumum min al-ahzab, that there were many, many of the confederates, many, many of the allied forces, that right there, they were all totally destroyed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you look right from the time of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam, what did they not do to Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam? How did they not connive against him? And then you go through each Nabi of Allah Rabbul Izzat, see the history of each Nabi in this very world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had destroyed them, and hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala here shows his power and his might. And ulama have stated that that had begun from the time of the battle of Badr right up to the conquest of Makkah. Very slowly but surely, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had diminished the strength, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given dominance to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu.